Yep. Give me a nod when you're ready. Jitter's ready. Stand by.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Bullets and Bourbon. Tonight, I'm joined with Kevin Kalenda and Chad Francis. My co-host Frank ain't here tonight. He's got some grad school stuff going on, so we're just going to kind of go with me being solo. So before we kind of get any further, Chad, can you start off with some introductions and then we'll go to you, Kevin?
Yeah, so my name's Chad Francis, retired 25 years Army. I currently manage armed guards and federal buildings all over the state of Missouri and also run Gadsden Shooting Center. That's pretty much it.
Hell yeah. Kevin?
My name is Kevin, and I am currently the director of sales for Phoenix Trinity Firearms. I spent a few years in the Marine Corps, and that's kind of it. I got kids. I got those things too still.
All right. So speaking of kids and stuff like that, we're going to be talking tonight about Generation 3 Gun. And Generation 3 Gun match is a match that's kind of centered around junior shooters. So, Chad, can you start off and tell us what Gen 3 Gun is and how long it's been going on?
Yeah. So Generation 3 Gun is a not-for-profit 501c3. And our sole purpose is to raise money to send junior shooters to other people's three gun matches in the form of scholarships. Basically, they fill out a form. They prove that they paid for the match, prove that they completed the match, and we write them a check for their entry fee. This started when myself and Jeff Welsh were the co-founders. We were sitting at a match one time and we both had kids that shot at the time. And we realized that between the two of us to go to a match with our kids, it was basically a house payment, if you will. And so we sitting around having a nice drink one night and talking about it's a shame there's not an organization that can do something to help with that. And that's where Gen 3 came around. This is actually going to be our 10th match and the 10th year of the organization itself.
Nice. No, that's pretty awesome. I mean, and yeah, I know what it's like to have kids. Granted, my child ain't old enough to shoot three gun. Part of me hopes she never wants to get involved with three gun just because it's so expensive. But no, I mean, it's something that's really good to kind of get them centered, get them focused, and like just build that discipline with them of building like a ritual habit, you know, getting that discipline early on. So that's pretty awesome that you have something in place to help the junior shooters, you know, and kind of, you know, I would consider this match a legacy match if you'd say it. Like, it's been around for over 10 years now. It's one of the longer running matches now, considering a lot of other matches have gone away. And what would you say is the importance of maintaining the legacy of matches like this one?
You know, the deal is, like you said, Matt, if you don't maintain them, you don't keep them going, they will. They'll fade away and the match directors will give up. And I've seen it happen that matches that Chad hosts at his ring, not his matches, but other people's. I think a big part of it is the reason people come back to Gen 3 Gun is two reasons. One, to see Chad. And two, it really does drive youth sports and the youth shooting sports. But it's just a good time. It's probably one of the funnest matches that you can go to. It's down in the Lake of the Ozarks. Chad's range is absolutely amazing. Plenty of open shooting areas to do amazing fun stages with. And I think people keep coming back because of what you've provided over the last 10 years for your customers. And I think a lot of times that gets forgotten, three gun, you know, the guys that have signed up for these matches that aren't getting a sponsorship slot, they're your customer. So you got to take care of those guys. And I think the Gen 3 Gun match does a very good job of doing that. There's auctions, there's bags, there's occasionally bands. I don't know if that'll ever come back again, but
we may have kept some of the campers up late that one night.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, I mean, I think that's why it stayed around. And I think the driving force behind it is, you know, these youth shooters are the next people to pick up where this old guys get out. So you got to keep it going. And it is extremely expensive to do this sport. And it's only gotten, unfortunately, worse with ammo and fuel. And I don't know if that'll change anytime soon. So.
Yeah. And something, you know, I'd like to add too, you know, Kevin said it, juniors are the future of this sport. They're also the future of the Second Amendment. And most of us grew up shooting guns from a young age, hunting squirrels with dad, whatever. It was commonplace. Now it's not near as commonplace as you would think. Mm-hmm. And you know, as far as sporting use of firearms, I mean, if we don't keep this thing going and get kids interested, the Second Amendment and this sport will die, in my opinion.
Well, and I mean, I obviously, because of what I do for a living, I deal with all the states and the rules. It's getting ugly, man, for a few states for sure. They're not playing around. So gotta keep people involved and keep people active in the legislative part of it too.
You know, one thing I always kind of found interesting is, you know, especially with, I guess, the diverse background that I have, like in the different disciplines I had the opportunity of seeing, you know, all from, you know, I'll even say it, bullseye pistol.
but hey, it's all part of it. Fundamentals.
It is. And seeing the junior shooters from a young age build that discipline and get involved at that young age to shooting USPSA, you know, there's a lot of junior shooter involvement and into three gun as well. You know, some of the, you know, you have some amazing shooters that are at that young age. And, it, you know, I'd like to attribute it to a lot of the parents getting their children involved in these sports. They're not taking a traditional sports background like football, hockey, soccer, what have you. They're going into something that is a little, you know, a little more
non-traditional.
Yeah. And they're excelling at it and they're showing that they are responsible enough to be handling these objects, you know, with finesse, and they're really good with it. And if some people could just open their eyes to what these kids are doing, they would be amazed at the leaps and bounds that, you know, our children have when it comes to being able to trust them.
Yeah. And I'm telling you what, these kids, they're some of the most well-spoken, most respectful.
Yep.
We've got our alumni of Gen 3 scholarship recipients, you know, AMU guys, Nate Staskwich and John Wydell. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Tim, the whole Yackley clan. I mean, there are so many. You got Nate Schmidt right now that's burning up, and Varick Bice and Evan Craig. There's so many of these kids that are just amazing shooters. And we like to think that we, you know, helped contribute to a little bit of that.
Absolutely. I mean, every bit counts, especially in the form of the scholarships that you're doing. It's that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and junior shooters keep everybody else that's not a junior shooter on their toes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at a guy like John Wydell, and I mean, to me now at this point, he's an anomaly. I mean, there's not going to be another John Wydell, in my opinion, for a really long time.
No.
I mean, look where three gun got John.
Yeah.
He's going to get mad, but he was a kind of a chunky, out of shape kid when he started three gun. And now look at him. He's a freaking stud at the AMU, just destroying stages. 10% to beat people at Texas Magpul.
Oh, yeah. He killed it. I was a range officer down there, and he absolutely killed it. He didn't win my stage, but he absolutely killed it every you know, everywhere he went. The only thing these kids can't beat me at is drinking bourbon, so I still got that, at least for a while.
Well, legally,
you might want to censor that part out.
Legally speaking, they can't beat you.
Even when they get old enough, they still can't.
Yeah, I swear Chad's got like 6 livers, dude.
I'd beat you any day of the week.
Oh, well, are you coming to the 10th anniversary match then or what? That sounds like a challenge.
I mean, I don't know which one of us went to bed first when we killed that ball of cow you met at the Pro-Am a couple years ago, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't me.
That wasn't me. We'll say it was Go King.
I think you were with Wes looking for his keys down there with the geese.
Nope. I refuse to be part of that working party. That's something you probably saw all over the internet, Kevin. We're probably wondering what the hell's going on.
I've seen some videos that, yeah,
All right, so we've kind of already answered this, and it all came in the form of scholarships and everything. But, you know, what does this match offer to junior shooters that other matches don't?
Honestly, I don't know if really all matches are kind of the same as far as what, it, in my opinion, what it offers a shooter.
Yeah.
This really just centers around juniors to raise the money for these kids so their parents' pocketbooks and these kids can be alleviated. These kids can hopefully get to shoot more matches. But, you know, the kids are very involved in the match by, you know, going around and hitting people up to raise money for the scholarships they're receiving. They turn into little salesmen and women and go around and make everybody feel like they need to open up their wallets and get as much dollar bills out, or as Bruce likes to call it, the folding money, get it out. And I think what it does, though, especially when outside people come to that match, that maybe it's the first time or they've never seen, they see these kids that are running with guns, shooting them, doing all the things with them, and they do it safely and they do it well.
Yeah, and I'd like to add too, one thing you're not going to find at any other major three gun match, we don't charge kids to shoot our match. It would be counterproductive if we did.
There you go.
So. We don't really add that into the, when we talk about totals money that we've given away over the 10 years, we don't really add that in, but we've had as many as 39, I believe, junior shooters shoot our match. I don't think there's another match out there that has anywhere near that. Even the ones that, you know, sell out quicker, but Kevin's right. If you come to the match, I'm going to tell you right up front, we're going to wear you out and get every dollar that you've got in your pocket. The kids are. We do raffles where the kids win a gun and whoever bought the ticket wins a gun. You know, so, and you know, it's the kids stick around the sponsor booths at night and they help promote the product that they're representing. You know, it's just a good time. We have a pizza party. We have a junior shoot off. Here's one for you. That's not at any other match. We have a junior shoot off. Someone posted this on Facebook the other day on our Facebook page. What's your favorite part of Gen 3? Most answers were the junior shoot-off.
Oh, yeah.
Juniors get to pick two people, and we do it kind of like a, I don't know if you'd call it a draft, but the lowest ranking junior after day one gets his first pick of any two people in the match. You know, the AMU guys show up. Obviously, John Wydell's getting picked first, and probably his buddy Joel. You know, that's going to be your two teammates on a team. The highest ranking junior gets last pick of who's there, which is still plenty of great shooters. And we have a shoot off on Sunday while we're setting up the prize table. And I mean, it is absolutely amazing. It's dynamic. It's fun to film. We do it in a wide open field where everybody can sit up on these towers that I have on my 1,000-yard range and watch it. I mean, it is, to me, it's the highlight of the whole match personally.
Absolutely. Well, something else too, I would say too, in the evenings, you know, I bring my kids down, they don't shoot. But they come and they play with everybody else's kids. I mean, the Marine Corps shooting team last year was teaching my kid how to clear houses, and he still talks about it.
There was a whole string of kids following him. There was a stack. We had Tail End Charlie. We had it all.
Well, I remember seeing the video of them doing fire and movement.
And I mean, the AMU helped Jameson run a drone. And I mean, it's just a different. It's a different vibe, and I mean, Chad won't brag about it enough, but man, his range, dude, I'm telling you, man, if you have not been to Gadsden, you are missing out on one of the premier, I wouldn't just say three-gun ranges. I mean, he hosts everything down there, NRL 22. Do you do PRS out there, Chad?
Yes, it's called Missouri Steel Tactical, but yes,
it's PRS. I mean, and it's right by the Ozarks. You're about 30-ish, 40 minutes-ish from the lake.
Yeah, so half-day format, people come in. If you're smart, you'll shoot squad 1 through 8 because you get to shoot Friday morning and you don't have to come back till Saturday afternoon and you're 25, 30 minutes from Lake of the Ozarks. Yep. Go down, rent a boat. I believe there's 65 bars on the water. I'm just saying, / restaurants. And we have more shoreline than California. So there you go.
Yep.
I think we got off track there, but anyways.
No, but I think it's just good that people know that that have never been, they're thinking about going if you need a little nudge.
When's hunting season start?
Hunting season? You talking about deer?
Yeah.
You want to come down and bow hunt, man, you can stay in the clubhouse and bow hunt right off the front porch.
Well, I mean, does it start in September?
I think bow season here starts in like late August.
Oh, well,
so, see, yeah,
that's a perfect opportunity if you want to get some, you know,
Missouri.
Yeah.
Here's the rule. You can kill a deer on the range as long as you've got the proper paperwork and you're willing to share at dinner that night.
Hell, well, I mean, isn't that how it always is? Where I live here, like, we hunt on the neighbor's property.
I think we froze up.
You might be frozen up, but I can hear you. But, you know, what we do here on the property where I live, at the neighbor's range, we'll go hunt in the morning. After we're done hunting, we go cook what we kill.
Exactly.
And we eat breakfast like that.
I love it. Yeah, when there's still steam coming off the backstrap, that's a good meal.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we kind of mentioned some of the fond memories from previous matches, but what would you say, Chad, is one of your fondest memories over the past, you know, almost 10 years of holding this match?
Oh, Lord. Is this X-rated? I mean, is this an R-rated podcast?
Well, we're promoting a match for Junior Shooters, so let's
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Sorry, the dog's got someone. Hold on. Ella. Damn it.
Well, at least the podcast.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Anyways, there was a year with a cattle prod.
Mm-hmm.
That was very interesting. Kevin, I don't think you were there that
I wasn't early. There yet. I think that was before it moved places.
This was the first year at my range. There was a cattle prod involved. Somehow the cattle prod got let loose out on the evening festivities, if you will. And someone thought it was a great idea on Sunday while we were getting ready for the junior shoot off to sell tickets to prod someone with that cattle prod. And I was the recipient of one. Dustin from JP was the recipient of one. And then while I'm going through the award ceremony, Dylan Easley snuck up behind me and cracked me right in the butt sack, if you will. the whole microphone crackled from the electricity. It was pretty wild. There's video out there if you'd like to find it. That's just one of them. You go ahead, Kevin.
I mean, I haven't done it as obviously as long. I was kind of late to the three-gun game because I was on active duty I didn't even know three gun was a thing till I got out. My favorite thing, I mean, like last year, and I'm going to ask for permission, like if I can have the little guy come say hi real quick, Matt.
Yeah.
Is just the environment out there is just so much fun. It's like, I mean, there's maybe one other match that's kind of like that, but your match is just unique, Chad, and everybody just hangs out. And I mean, guy, you're seeing people trickle out of the range at midnight. Because they're playing bags or just BSing with everybody or hanging out with the junior shooters or, you know, whatever. So to me, it's kind of just all encompassing. I don't have like a specific memory, but I mean, these are memories for my son that'll last a lifetime.
So yeah. Would you say it's more of an event rather than just a match?
I think so.
Absolutely. 100%.
So
That's what we try to make it anyways. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember the first time I met you, and I think I was kind of late to meeting you, Chad. We didn't really meet until 2 years ago, you know.
Yeah, at the Pro-Am, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, just the way you are with people.
Right there.
And just the way the atmosphere that you bring about you, it's like it's a very inviting and very – comical format. Like you just want people to have a good time, hang out, you know, and just be themselves.
Well, I mean, to me, that's what the three gun community and family is all about. I haven't shot a three gun match myself in probably 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I still go help run another match besides mine as if I don't have enough stuff to do, just because I like to see the three gun family, you mm-hmm. know, several times a year. Oh, look at little man.
Say hi, Jameson. What's up, kid? Gen 3 gun. What did you get to do last year at the range? Clear houses.
Yeah, and do fire and movement.
Are you going to want to go back this year and play with the kids again?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, tell everybody to come to the match this year.
And where is he going? Where is he going?
Chad left. He's gone. So tell everybody to come to the match. All right, you're freezing up. I thought you'd do. Nope. All right, go back upstairs.
Okay.
All right, I love you.
I'm still finding darts on my range.
Manicure messaged me the other day and said he found another one in his bag.
They are literally everywhere at that range. He must have had a value pack from Sam's or something.
All right, we have plenty around here, don't we? So
I gotta ask, what would you say the flavor of this match is, and what skills are you specifically trying to test? You know, some matches have, you know, their base stages and they're just trying to test speed. Some are testing technical skills. Some are testing your ability at natural terrain. Would you say this is a combination of them all, or are you trying to test specific things?
Kevin, let me take that one. I know I said you would take that.
That's
let
all
me
right.
Take that first.
Yeah, go for it.
A couple things
it
I
is
wanted.
Your range.
No. A couple things I wanted to clarify too. Something you had said earlier, Matt. Just know that this match is not designed for junior shooters.
Yes.
We don't dumb down stages because we have a lot of juniors there. I want to make that clear. That used to be a misconception about our match, if you will. But I design matches like I like to shoot matches.
Mm-hmm.
I like to shoot matches where I want to go fast, even though I'm not as fast as I used to be. I don't do a lot of tricky hidden.
No,
I like to. We have a lot of natural terrain. I think last year we had three stages that had targets over 400 yards, if I'm not mistaken. So we do like the long range rifle. That's pretty technical. We like wide open fast stuff, but I also like to make you slow down in the middle of what you think is a fast run. We do use a lot of natural terrain. That's what I wanted to get out though. I wanted to make sure that everybody understood that this is not designed for kids to have an easy time of the match, if you will. What do you think, Kevin?
No, I think you're 100% correct. I think you're going to get your fair share of long range as well this year, I believe. So make sure you're dope. Make sure you got good dope and be ready to go. And yeah, there's good jungle runs out there. And also just the way the range is laid out, it makes it easy to get from stage to stage. And I mean, it's an outlaw three gun match too. I mean, you know, as long as you don't do something completely dumb, you're going to make it through the match. I wouldn't say the rules are loose, but they're not crazy. And you're going to have a good time. You're not going to be worried. There's not going to be 180 traps and that. The stages are very straightforward, so it really comes down to not missing a target and shooting with a little bit of accuracy, I think.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't do unsafe stuff, but I also don't believe in 180s, especially when it comes to natural terrain.
Yeah.
And I absolutely will overturn an RO's call if I can find somewhere in the rules where
– You know what we call that? Up. We call it a rolling 180.
Rolling 180.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of memes about my 180s at my match. We call it very liberal, and we don't like to use that term because, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, because we don't like liberals.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're a shooter, then we'll accept you.
Yeah,
we'll bring you in with open arms.
So, you know, given the climate and everything of today's society towards firearms and, you know, the way the firearms industry is, and Kevin, this is more specifically toward you, you know, how has the firearms industry really assisted in educating and supported the junior shooters within competitive shooting events nowadays?
You know, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't know particulars from like certain brands. I would say, you know, that's the great part about this match is it's a very much an encouragement to get junior shooters funds to go out and shoot more matches and be more involved, sharpen their skills. And you know, the money that it's helping save is that they can buy ammunition so they can spend more time practicing. Cause all of us know, even John Lydell practices, guys, John Lydell dry fires, I think, you know,
why
so
would you?
I think the sponsors that do get behind this match know that it is helping you shooters get an opportunity to shoot more matches. So they're if you go to a brand and say, hey, do you want to sponsor a junior match? I don't, most of them say yes at the end of the day. I think there should be more education though from that standpoint, but I know my answer sucked, but I mean, I don't know.
Hey, I got, here's one for you. Kevin was there last year. Real Sports, HBO.
Oh, that's right.
Ryan Gumbel. They came to our range and they tried their damnedest to get a hit piece on us. They wanted to know why we were training these kids and what scenarios we were training them for. And believe it or not, I even had a school shooting stage. I had a bus and a wall locker and a freaking desk out there.
Let me clean that up. Not a school shooting stage. It was like if there was an issue at a school, you would take down the bad guy.
It was called Defend the Children.
There you go.
The stage was called. And we were going to hide it from them.
Yep.
And then everyone was like, dude, if you hide it from them, it's going to become something for them to talk about.
Yep.
Anyways, long story short, one of our board members, David Power, followed them around. We filmed everything they filmed to make sure that nothing could be taken out of context. Yep. They decided they just weren't going to air this project because they didn't get the footage they wanted. So we try to educate the junior shooters that are there on how to act. As long as they don't look at me at 2 a.m, that's a good thing. But we try to teach them.
Who would want to look at you?
Because he's probably naked sideways in a side-by-side in a ditch somewhere.
That only happened once and I had clothes on. But anyways, I mean, these kids talk to, and several of the parents of these kids, including Nate Schmidt, Ashlyn Thomas, they had already been in contact with HBO about this. And they were the ones that warned us, hey, it's a hit piece. And the kids went out there and absolutely slammed their interviews.
Yep.
They couldn't even publish this. They wasted a lot of money. Let's put it that way. And this will never see the light of day because they didn't hear what they wanted to hear, if you will.
No,
that's education.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I remember Alex Goking talking to me about it. It's like, hey, you know, we're educating Nate Schmidt on how to best kind of formulate the best answers he can in order to, you know, put out a good product. And I was always hoping to see something on it, but I was like, we ain't gonna ever see this shit.
Well, we filmed every bit of what they filmed. I've had David Muir from 2020 has spent a week in my house, and you would not believe how they edited and misconstrued stuff that I said personally. And they were here to film, you know, my daughter, Caitlin. But so I learned that from a while ago. I've dealt with the media enough to know what's good and what's not. And we invite them. Anytime someone says they want to come to the match, we tell them to come on out, but they're going to get what they get. They're not going to get what they want, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But, you know, kind of wrapping this all up, I guess we'll start with you, Chad. Is there anything else you would like to leave the listeners with?
You know, come shoot a fun match, have a good time. It really is letting the kids shoot more matches. Eventually, we would love to be able to pay travel expenses and other stuff. Short of buying them guns, that's something that's kind of a line we don't want to get involved with, but I mean, come shoot the match. Come enjoy it. It's for a good cause, and it is a fun match. And we have a good time in the evenings, trust me.
And it does that. The match brings in some very, you know, good shooters, too, from across the United States because they've fallen in love with the match. And as a, you know, an older three-gun or whatever you call those guys, they like supporting it because they know that it's helping, you know, bring up the next generation of marksmen that are, you know, want to do it for a sport and not just go play high school football or basketball or whatever it may be. Hey, didn't we add a division this year, Chad?
Oh, are you talking about?
Is it like
tactical modified?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What did I call it? I called it tactical modified, right?
Is it like a carry optics division?
Oh my goodness. Hold on, dude. If this wasn't my work computer, I'd have thrown my bottle of Blade and Bow at it. Listen, I am 100% against messing up tech optics. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when USPSA, and I can't even believe I said those five letters on a three gun bourbon and bullets podcast, But when USPSA decided to make changes to all three guns in said division, I'm all about it. I thought it was dumb to make a whole nother division just to put a, you know, slide right on a gun. But when you
can say it, Chad. It's called the red dot.
I didn't want to say it out loud. But when you add the shotgun capacity and when you add the bipod on the rifle, I can get on board with that. So we decided to go ahead and try it. Haven't had a lot of people sign up for it, but I will tell you this, at the Texas three gun, there was a lot of people in that division. And I think it's going to be a really hot division for the coming years. And I don't know that it's going to put TAC Optics out of business, but it might put TAC Optics out of business.
Now, I've started noticing like more people that are running a red dot on their pistol. Like TAC Ops is starting to get unbalanced. Like carry optics or red dots are going up and irons are going down.
I hate to say it.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I'm 52 years old. I started shooting USPSA again. There's that nasty five letters, but I've really started getting back into it because I'm enjoying it. Shooting pistol matches with my buddies. I can't see my front sight anymore. So now I'm sitting there, I'm at a crossroads of slide ride or frame mount. And, you know, slide ride's cheaper, it's easier. And now all of a sudden I can throw a bunch of extra shells in my shotgun. And so who knows, I might get back into three gun, actually the shooting part of it again.
Yep. Don't fight it.
Come prove me wrong.
Hey, didn't we add, and maybe it's, I'm wrong too, but didn't we add a, another option for kind of a cheaper?
We talked about it. It's okay. We've actually discussed this, and hey man, if you guys have an opinion on this, throw it in the comments.
Let us know.
We talked about doing kind of a fun run what you brung division where you don't pay as much money. You don't get to walk the prize table, but if you just want to come shoot a fun match for cheap, I think we talked about cutting the entry fee in half. And honestly, you can run whatever you want if you just want to come bang bullets and have a good time.
Yeah.
We might get more into that next year. It didn't quite go off this year, but it's a possibility.
Hell yeah. Well, hey guys, I really appreciate you guys coming on and talking about Gen 3 gun. Let me know what I can do to assist and help out however I can.
Get your ass to the match.
Yeah.
Got a kid. Hey, www.generation3gun.com. If you're a junior shooter, you'd be amazed at how many juniors don't know about us. I talk at every match I go to about, have you heard of us? And there's still kids out there that are paying for entry fees, and we've got money. We want
there's to plenty of money way. To go around. Trust, we want to throw
it your way. So don't be embarrassed. Send us as many matches as you want to send us.
Yep.
And for those of you, you know, military guys who are listening to this, who want to take your child into a non-traditional route of some type of sport to get into and want to have a good introduction or get a good idea of what this sport is about, this, I think this would be perfect for your kid to get involved with. And even those who are seasoned competitors in the three gun community, that haven't been out there, get on out there. It's a good cause, it's good people, good atmosphere. So
sorry about the dog.
All right. It makes it more real, dude. You're good.
But hey, I appreciate you guys coming on, and I look forward to seeing you guys in the near future.
No, I look forward to seeing you down in Missouri in September, brother.
All right. All right, see you guys.
Take care.
Bye.